Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 14, 2025, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Remember, we do not bowl in Raleigh this week. We leave for Winston-Salem at 7 a.m. Saturday from the parking lot at Emmanuel Baptist Church. The address is 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh. But for those who haven't been there before, the parking lot entrance is actually on Wiggs Street. Go behind the church building with return between 9 and 10 p.m. $30 to ride the van when we leave. We plan to make our usual stops in Burlington. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information. Email zelda2152@gmail.com. Phone 443-629-0018. Since we are not bowling tomorrow night, here's an option for dinner. The Raleigh Southeast Lions Club is hosting its spaghetti dinner on Friday, March 14, from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. at the DSPC Dining Hall located at 300 East Davy Avenue, Raleigh, NC, 27601, to raise funds so that we may be able to continue serving our community by assisting those who are visually impaired, face debilitating challenges or difficulties in life. We respectfully request your support for this worthy cause. Each purchase is a tax-deductible deduction. You can dine in or carry out either way. Look forward to seeing you then. Pasta with marinara sauce is $10. Add Italian sausage and it's $14. And Italian chicken and pasta, $13. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be on March 15. We will bowl at Major Leagues Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem. They had some tournament shirts available this year. Since the deadline for orders was last week, I don't know if they will have extras available at the alley, but they may. The SBBA Mail-A-Graphic Tournament will be bowled on Friday, April 11. The entry fee is $6. Outlaw's deadline to submit entries is Friday, March 28. Some have asked about Outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order, so if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com and I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. As an alternative to Outlaw clothing, ABBA now has a merchandise store. Click on the website link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter and check out all the different shirts and other clothing items, cuffs, and even stuffed animals branded with the new ABBA logo. Note, some of the shirts are looser fit and some are more fitted, so measure and order carefully. ABBA has a new company who designed our logo, has the store page set up, and will be launching our new website next week. A portion of the sale price of items on this site benefits the ABBA. National Tournament Shirts. The website still is active to order the official 2025 tournament shirts from Cleveland. Please go online and make your order. You can select pickup, and they'll be waiting for you at registration in May. If you really need to speak with someone, you can call 855-631-6850 and ask for the That's How We Roll shirt. Staff is limited, but they can help. Please order an official 2025 ABBA tournament shirt by using the website link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. Go to the website and click on Shirt Color and enter campaign. After entering campaigns, each color will be a separate transaction. You have the option to order various styles of shirts, crew, long sleeve, and V-neck t-shirts, zip up and pull over hoodies, and polo shirts in 6 different colors: pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on item and color, from small to 5XL. They have a logo on the front, and then we'll have all AVBA league names listed on the back. You have the option to select free pickup from registration May 22 to 24, or drop shipped to your home for a $9.99 fee. I do not know if they will have any extras at the tournament, so if you want one, get it now. AVBA tournament information. Tournament entry fee is $80 with an additional $25 for the Masters competition. Non-bowling guests should be registered and pay an $18 registration fee. This helps cover hospitality. Registration deadline to Sandy McDaniel is April 5th. Outlaws, I'd like to know if you plan to go and what events you plan to pay for next Friday, March 21. The deadline for Outlaws to pay will be March 28, and this gives me a week to get the teams together. I know some may be waiting on Challenge Athletes grants, but please give me tentative information on the 21st and call me as soon as you know for sure. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport, 7230 Engle, ENGLE Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio, 44130. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website by clicking on the link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter, or call the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport reservation line at 877-227-6963, and note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block. Ask for the group rate for AVBA. Discounted room rate is $119 plus tax per room per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 25. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service upon request. Call the hotel at 440-243-4040 for pickup and schedule a return with the front desk. Self-parking is complimentary. All rooms include an in-room coffee maker and refrigerator. Complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the hotel. Business center access for all hotel guests. Indoor pool, sauna, and an exercise room. The check-in time is 3 p.m. and the check-out time is 12 p.m. The hotel has an on-site restaurant, bar, and lounge, open from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the ground floor. They also serve breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., either off-menu items or a buffet for $12.99. There are several restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel. Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood Village, Ohio, 44146 will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 30 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 48 lanes for the competition. The bowling center has a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, and a game room. This from Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director, sandymcdan01@yahoo.com, telephone 386-576-641. Welcome to Cleveland, dear association members. On behalf of the Greater Cleveland Buying Bowlers, I am thrilled to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you as we host the 2025 National Tournament. We are excited to have you join us in Cleveland and look forward to making your experience enjoyable and memorable. Preliminary information can be found in our league's website, https://gcbb.weebly.com, under Events. Please support our ongoing fundraising efforts to fund the tournament. There are just a few days left of the Poppin' Popcorn fundraiser. You can order using the website link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. All popcorn purchases will be delivered to your home. and we receive 50% of the items purchased. Accommodations and transportation. Crown Plaza Airport Hotel, 7230 Engle Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio. Please note that parking is complimentary for all guests. If you are flying in and require transportation to the hotel, kindly contact the hold directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for airport pickup. Exploring the area. To help you make the most of your visit, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The IX Center, featuring public shows and special events, and our hotel is surrounded by restaurants and lounges within walking distance. Downtown Cleveland, home to top attractions like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Progressive Field, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and Playhouse Square, is an easy 12-minute drive. Major sports events, including those featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers and Guardians, and are less than 15 minutes away. Bowling will be at the Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146. It has a surround PA system, lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, game room, meeting room, and a full-service banquet hall with a capacity of 250. The large concourse offers ample room for bowlers and spectators. We have three ladies' rooms and three men's rooms on our concourse. And please note, the alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in them and that if caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license, so they're very strict about it. And from your host, if you have any questions or need assistance during your stay, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. You can contact me via text or voice on our league line, 216-666-9507, or by emailing me at gcbb501c@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help or direct you to someone that can. Once again, the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers are excited for you to join us in Cleveland. We're looking forward to a fantastic bowling tournament experience. Warm regards, DePeaches Dinkins, Event Specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. And reservations are now open at the hotel for the 2025 tournament. We'll be at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport in Middleburg Heights, Ohio. The rates are good, $521 to $526. Our room rate will be $119 per night plus tax. Call the hotel directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. Remember that if you plan to fly to Cleveland, real ID requirements go into effect on May 7, 2025. To fly or enter certain federal facilities, you will need a real ID. To obtain a real ID, you must visit a North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles Driver License office with the documents outlined below. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline@ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised, as the wait times can be long. For information on locations, wait times, etc., go to the NCDOT website link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. You'll need one document with your full name proving identity and date of birth, such as a certified birth certificate issued by the State Vital Records Office or a County Register of Deeds. A copy is not acceptable. It must have the raised seal or a valid unexpired passport from the United States or a valid unexpired real ID from another state. You'll need one document with your full name and full Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document proving identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, divorce decree, or document from the courts or register of deeds. such as a Social Security card, photocopies not allowed, or 1099 tax form with name and full Social Security number, or W-2 form with name and full Social Security number, or payroll record with name and full Social Security number. You will need two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the state of North Carolina or a county or city in North Carolina or the federal government. A North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy, or vehicle title. A North Carolina voter precinct card. Military orders or military documents. Utility bill or cable bill. Housing lease or contract, mortgage statement, property or income tax statement, pre-printed financial statement, school records. Name changes. One or more of the documents from the list below. If the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace each name. Certified marriage license / certificate with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A divorce decree with raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A document from the courts or register of deeds. Original or certified international marriage licenses with a raised seal or ink stamp with the initials of the individual certifying the document, accompanied by a name change affidavit. Are you ready for 5 years at the bar? Piano Bar Fundraiser 2025. We are thrilled to invite you to the 5th annual Virtual Piano Bar. The Virtual Piano Bar is more than just a night of great music. It's a joint fundraising effort supporting both the Pennsylvania Organization of Blind Parents and the Pennsylvania Organization of Parents of Blind Children. Your participation helps us continue advocating, educating, and empowering blind families. The event, 5 years at the Bar, Piano Bar Fundraiser. Date, Saturday, April 12, 2025. Time, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Location, Zoom. Admission price, suggested donation of $10. Payment options coming soon. This incredible event will feature live performances by Angelina Engelsek from Pennsylvania, Eddie Salcido from California, John Dowling from Minnesota, Carl Smith from Utah. Guiding us through the night will be our wonderful hosts, Stacy Leap from Pennsylvania and Kevin Scopie Mosley from North Carolina. Mark your calendar, spread the word, and stay tuned for more details on how to reserve your spot. We can't wait to share this magical evening with you. For more information, please contact Emily Gindelsberger at vp2@nfbp.org or Stacy Leap at blindparents@nfbofpa.org. Time now for recipes that will bowl you over. First up, cheesy ground beef casserole. The ingredients, 1 pound of ground beef, 1 pound, 1 1-pound box of small pasta shells, 2 10.5-ounce cans of tomato soup, 1/2 cup of water, 3 cups of shredded cheese, cheddar, or a combination, seasoning to taste, salt, pepper, garlic powder, etc. Your instructions. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and grease a 9x13-inch baking disc. Cook the pasta according to the package instructions. Drain and set aside. While the pasta is cooking, brown the beef in a large pan over medium heat until no longer pink. Remove any excess grease and season the meat with salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, etc., as you wish. Add the cooked pasta, both cans of soup, 1/2 cup of water, and 1/2 of the shredded cheese to the pan, and combine well with the ground beef. At this point, you can do a taste test and see if you'd like to add more seasoning. Spread the mixture out into your prepared baking dish, then top with the rest of the shredded cheese. Cover with foil and bake in the center rack of your oven for 20 minutes. Remove the foil and continue baking for 10 to 15 minutes until the cheese starts to brown. Hint: anything that calls for a 9 by 13 inch dish splits evenly into two 8 inch square dishes. This will freeze well covered unbaked and can be baked from frozen. Just add a little more cooking time. Next up, chocolate eclair cake. Your ingredients: 24 graham crackers. That's 4 from one 14.4 ounce box. 2, that's 3.4 ounces, packages of vanilla instant pudding. 2 1/3 cups of cold milk. 1 8-ounce tub of whipped topping thawed. 2 4-ounce semi-sweet chocolate bars, and 1 cup of heavy cream. With those, you will add the graham crackers to a dish. In a 13 by 9 inch glass dish, place one layer of graham crackers, breaking up the crackers as needed to fill the space. Make the pudding mixture. In a large bowl, whisk together instant pudding mix and cold milk. Fold in the whipped topping. Layer crackers and pudding mixture. Spread half of the pudding mixture over the graham crackers. Top with another layer of graham crackers. Spread the remaining pudding mixture over the graham crackers. Top with a final layer of graham crackers. Transfer the dish to the fridge and chill for 30 minutes. Make chocolate ganache. While the cake layers are chilling, make the ganache topping. Finely chop the chocolate and transfer it to a heat-safe bowl. Place cream in a small saucepan and heat over medium-low heat for 5 minutes until just boiling. Slowly pour hot cream over the chopped chocolate and allow it to sit for 2 minutes before whisking smooth. Add chocolate layer. Remove the chilled eclair cake from the fridge. Pour the prepared ganache over the top. Smooth the ganache with a spatula. Cover the eclair cake with the baking dish lid or plastic wrap and put it back in the fridge. Allow the cake to chill for at least 8 hours before serving. And finally, the bowling schedule as revised. March 14 off. March 15, Roan International Invitational, Winston-Salem. March 21, bowl, week 14. March 28, bowl, week 15. April 4, bowl, week 16. April 11, bowl, week 17. Bowl, SBBA, mailographic. April 18, Good Friday, bowl, week 18. April 25, bowl, week 19. May 2nd, off. May 3rd, outlaw invitational. May 9th, bowl, week 20. May 16, bowl, week 21. And May 22 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 14, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. So long, until next time.